Damn.
So the smoke is finally clearing. The smoke is finally clearing around the announcement yesterday from the Constitutional Court that it's legal to smoke dope at home if you choose to do so, in privacy. But what about you as a company owner? How tolerant do you need to be of people who work for you's proclivities? What are your rights in terms of if you want to imbibe and then go to the office? Gavin Stansfield is director in employment law at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr on the line to us this evening from Cape Town. Gavin, government has now got, what, 24 months to officially write this bill into law, and as things stand right now, not that I will, but if I wanted to go home and light up tonight, would it be legal for me to do so?
Yes, it is, evening, Bruce. It is perfectly legal, even though the court has suspended the declaration of invalidity of the provisions of the Drug Traffic Act as well as the Medicines Act. It has granted interim relief, the effect of which is that pending government passing this bill, the interim relief has been granted, and the it's now no longer a criminal offence to possess and to utilise quantities as long as you're doing it in private and for personal consumption.
And what if I arrived at work after a big night tonight, tomorrow, with a stupid smile on my face and not ticking the boxes the way I usually do? What rights would my employer have?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, Bruce, that one needs to look at it. You can draw an analogy or comparison with alcohol use or any other substance in the workplace, which is obviously socially acceptable and not doesn't constitute a criminal offence. But if we use alcohol as an example, you can't arrive at the workplace in a state of intoxication. You can't consume alcohol at work. There are a couple of professions where that is permissible. But in general, you can't do that. Certainly, there are health and safety considerations as to why people cannot be at work in a state of intoxication. The same will apply. So the judgment should not be misconstrued as all of a sudden a green light to go to work and to, either in a state of intoxication or to utilize cannabis at work. That's not what the judgment says, quite the opposite, in fact. You can equate it simply to the use of alcohol in the workplace. You can't do it. Health and safety provisions. And, of course, your employer has a right to expect of you that you will be there in a sound state of mind and you will deliver your job in accordance with what your obligations are.
Do employers need to be re-looking at contracts? Do employers need to be re-looking at policies to be more inclusive of what is a new era in the substances that people are legally allowed to consume in South Africa?
Yes, you do. And again, using alcohol as an example, you should have a rule in place. I've said it; it's common sense, in fact, that you shouldn't be able to go to the workplace under in a state of intoxication. And most policies will prescribe that, and they will, they will make reference to that. And certainly, with the use of alcohol, you must have a look at your policies again, because it's very important to establish a rule, Bruce. The establishment and enforcement of rules in the workplace is ultimately what disciplinary action is all about. The Labor Relations Act itself says either a rule is broken, that rule is even known in the sense that it's being communicated, or employees can reasonably expect to be aware of the existence of a rule. So make it clear, relook at your policies, and you must draw. I think there's going to be a very interesting debate between the right to use, or rather the right of the employer to prohibit the utilization at work, and then there's going to be obviously the right to possess and be in possession at work, because of course what the judgment said is that contrary to the High Court judgment, which said that you can only do this in a private dwelling, the Constitutional Court has now recognized the argument that privacy extends not only to property but extends to the person as well. So therefore, employers are going to have to think carefully about those circumstances where, if employers conduct random searches, there's many instances in which that is justifiable within a business. If you think retail and justifiable mechanisms in place to stop pilfering and stock losses, what happens if an employer is in conducting one of those random tests and finds an employee in a possession of a small amount? No question that they are perhaps deeming it at work, but they are in possession of it.
Gavin Stansfield, we must leave it there. I thank you. Director in Employment Law at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr.